Let's meet our next two contestants. Vivian Liao, you're a high school science teacher at an all-girls school.
That's correct.
But wait, after dropping out of a molecular biology PhD program.
That's also true.
Oh, no applause. No applause for that.
No applause.
What happened in that PhD? You went that far, and then you were like, no, I'm quitting. What happened?
It's surprisingly depressing.
Molecular biology?
A PhD program.
What is it about being a high school teacher that makes it sticks for you?
I actually relate to them a lot. They like to eat Cheetos with chopsticks at my school, and I've started doing that. So you don't get the dust on your hands.
Your opponent is Emma Jensen. You are a general contractor and restore antique furniture.
I do. And I am.
You can't even believe it.
It's a little weird, man.
You have great skills. Do you watch those home renovation shows on HDTV and just curse them out?
Yes. That.
Really?
Yes. They're the bane of our existence.
Because everyone thinks you can do everything in 5 seconds.
Yes. Apparently they come in and they film for like a week, and then the real contractors come in and tear it all out. Because none of the plumbing works and none of the electrical works. They're just like, it's like a showroom in Home Depot.
Yeah.
And then they come in and spend the next 6 months doing it the right way.
Okay. You get to play one of our favorite games. It's called This, That, or the Other. It's a staple. Here's how it works. We're going to give you the name of something, and you have to tell us which of three categories it belongs to. Jonathan Coulton, please tell us, what are the categories?
In today's Los Angeles edition, the categories are yoga poses, hairstyles, and dance moves.
That's right. Buzz in to answer. If you're wrong, your opponent can steal. So remember, just tell us, is it a yoga pose? Is it a hairstyle? Or is it a dance move? Here we go. The rapper sword. Vivian.
Yoga.
That is the most violent yoga. Sorry, Emma, can you steal?
Hairstyle.
What is wrong with you people? No, the rapper sword is not. It is a dance.
Oh.
I know, who would know? It's originally performed by Northeast England miners. Five dancers form a circle holding flexible metal swords called rapper swords, and then they dance around each other, weaving the swords together into shapes. It's like Riverdance meets Cat's Cradle, but at the end, someone gets stabbed. I don't know. There is no joy in that dance. The Rachel. Emma.
Oh, that's a hairstyle.
That is a hairstyle. Rachel Green from Friends made that popular, very 90s. How about the Farron Doyle? Emma.
Dance move?
Dance is correct. The Farron Doyle is a traditional folk dance popular in Provence, France. The Sphinx. Vivian.
Yoga.
That is a yoga pose, yes. The Happy Baby. Vivian.
Yoga.
That is a yoga pose, correct. It's the only one I can do.
Me too.
That's a good one. The Full Wheel. The Full Wheel. Vivian.
Yoga move.
Yoga pose is correct, yes. And this is your last clue, the Carolina Shag. Vivian.
That's got to be a dance move, right?
That is a dance move, yes. Originated in Myrtle Beach, now basically considered a main form of swing dance. Well done. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung. How did our contestants do?
They both did amazing, but Vivian, congratulations. You're moving on to the final round.
We'll talk to Jeff Goldblum about Jeff Goldblum. And we'll dare Jonathan Colton to play a music parody game in the company of the master himself, Weird Al Yankovic. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.